Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Monday, December 27th. Final week of the year begins. That was our last Sunday of NFL for 2021. Next Sunday, it'll be 2022. It is a big week. I know a lot of people off work. We will try to do a podcast every day. I can't guarantee it. There's some travel in the forecast for yours truly this week. And I'm going to try to do some family things. So I cannot promise a podcast every day. Obviously, if you're hearing this now, you will then be listening to me hosting the Dan Patrick Show today with Jeff Schwartz. Should be a fun one. I think we'll probably do, you know, 2 hours of NHL lockout, not lockout, but NHL postponements due to COVID, and then maybe some NFL. Oh, gosh, the NFL. Listen, guys, you were with me for the ride. It was a great run. One of my better Survivor runs, given the pot and the money that was at stake, but I finally lost in Survivor. 20 people were left. I took the Chargers. I know you guys follow me on the gram, and you know, a lot of you sent messages. I felt good. Listen, they were favored by 10.5. It steamed up to 13 on Sunday. Okay, they're favored by 13. I'm like, what's going on here? All I noticed was that there were, I believe, 9 starters out defensively for the Texans, and there was no Brandon Cooks, who had been really their only offensive weapon for the last few weeks, and I'm feeling good. And the only other game I was looking at was the Falcons, because they were playing Tim Boyle and the Lions, and we know the Lions can't string together 2 wins in a row. So I really like the Falcons. But all week, my thing all season, I'm not going to go too deep on this, but my thing all season had been, Jason, don't flip-flop. When you go with your first instinct, it had driven me this far. There were a couple that I wanted to flip off of, and I would have ended up losing. So I didn't change off the Chargers, and I lost. The Chargers, 13-point favorites, get smacked around by the Houston Texans. And you know, I guess you want to find a silver lining. Like, it was one of those games where it wasn't in doubt. It wasn't tense deep into the fourth quarter. You could tell in the first half after Herbert threw an interception and the Texans just kept coming down the field and scoring field goal, missed field goal, touchdown. Like, they're not punting. And it just kept getting ugly. And I, you know, you just start to feel it, and you're like, all right, well, 20 people left, 12 of us are on the Chargers. At least I'm not going down solo. And Justin Herbert then throws a pick six late, and it was a wrap. Folks, what can I say? I mean, the Chargers, no Bosa, no pass rush. Obviously, it was an abomination. The penalties were awful. The three turnovers, the Herbert pick six, they give up 6.8 yards of play to the Houston Texans. The Texans. I mean, it was bad. Davis Mills, Rex Burkhead. Yeah, he's still alive. He's still playing football. They had 149 yards rushing. I mean, he averaged 6.8 a pop. They got guys catching the football. Brevin Jordan. I never heard of him. I don't know who that is. And, you know, obviously this is what compounded matters and really stung. So you lose Chargers and Survivor. Fine. In fantasy, in my big money league, where the commish is a kind of a D-bag, Justin Jackson is one of his starters this week. And in for Eckler. Well, Justin Jackson goes off and had like 30-something points. He also had Devontae Adams, 30-something points. And T. Higgins, who had like the career game, over 30 points. So in that fantasy league, I got dusted and it was over by, you know, the 1 p.m. game. So not great in Survivor, not good in one fantasy. I'm in the championship of the other fantasy. My son is going to be in the championship in another one. His first time doing a league. So I'm really proud of him for that. But it was a chaotic Sunday in the NFL, except for the afternoon slate stunk. And then Dallas versus Washington was like not a game at all. And I don't know if anybody watched much of the second half. Like, I mean, seriously, 42 points in the half. The highlight of that game is college teammates on the Washington sideline, Payne and Allen going at it, and Jonathan Allen throwing a punch at his teammate. And I had to rewind it. And my daughter's like, is he bleeding? I couldn't tell if it was like, you know, some helmet maroon that came off on his face or it was like blood from a punch, but he definitely connected on it. It was crazy. Washington melting down, their season is over. But I think for the NFL, you've really got to start with the resurgent Buffalo Bills, do you not? The Bills are back. They put it on the Patriots. A nice, impressive win on the road in Foxborough. And I saw this stat that kind of shocked me. Bill Belichick has now coached 392 games with the Patriots. He's never had an opponent that did not punt the ball. And the Buffalo Bills did not punt against the Patriots. Up and down the field. Listen, Josh Allen, remember how he was like an MVP candidate? Like, this was the MVP candidate. This was the guy that we expected to see all season. He was magnificent. Three touchdown passes, timely runs, crucial, tough third down runs. A couple flips here and there. No Cole Beasley, no Davis, no problem. Isaiah McKenzie, plug him in, 11 for 125. You know? Mac Jones, again, you don't want to say he's losing the Offensive Rookie of the Year, but this is two straight weeks stepping up in class. He did not look good against the Colts. He did not look good against the Bills. Two interceptions, 145 yards passing, looked confused. This was early season Mac Jones. And the thing about the Patriots, if you can get them into a deficit, Mac Jones is not coming back to win games. He's just not wired like that. This guy is a game manager. Okay. He's making all the throws when he's front running against the Browns and against the Chargers. But when you're playing the Bills and the Colts, who, by the way, are probably two of the six best teams in the league right now, Mac Jones is going to struggle. And you just have to think at this point in the AFC, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, who we'll get to shortly. And after that, you could make a case for the Colts and the Bills. And you know what? The Colts smacked the Bills around badly in Orchard Park. I think they scored 40 and Jonathan Taylor had like five touchdowns. Folks, this Colts team is for real. They really hurt me Saturday night. Christmas night, you know, I have a great Christmas day with the family. I forgot to open the podcast wishing everybody a great Christmas. We got fans sending me DMs on Instagram from London, all over the world. And I forgot to say, hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. Anyways, you know, it's been a couple days in the NFL, kind of on the mind. You know, that Arizona game against the Colts Saturday night, like, it's just one of those dumbfounding games where you're like, I think I had the right side here. I was on Arizona. And then all of a sudden they named Quentin Nelson out and Darius Leonard out due to COVID. And I'm like, oh, awesome. Line goes up on me. I was at pick. I was at one. It goes up to three. Feels awesome. Arizona for the game. More yards per play. They did not turn the ball over. They punted once. And they had 16 points. And they lose the game. Well, the kicker really was awful. Prater shanks two field goals, misses an extra point. And, you know, listen, the chorus is getting loud in Arizona about Cliff Kingsbury. And I don't think there's anyone under a bigger spotlight this week than Cliff Kingsbury. He does not have his best receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. What, that's going to be an excuse? It's late in the season. He's lost three in a row. And now he has to face arguably the hottest team not named Green Bay, the Dallas Cowboys, who just did whatever they wanted to rival Washington. Okay? And, you feel a little worried. There are scenarios on the internet, I'm not going to read all of them, where the Arizona Cardinals missed the playoffs. They have 10 wins, and they could miss the playoffs. That's how stacked the NFC is. They have Dallas next week on the road. That will not be easy. Looks like they're probably going to be over a field goal underdogs. Seattle in the season finale. Now, the Seahawks obviously are really in a bad way. They let Nick Foles come down the field and beat him and then get the two-point conversion, and the Seahawks lose as a touchdown favorite at home to Nick Foles in Chicago. When you let that sink in, you're like, oh my God, that really happened? Folks, Seattle, and this is crazy because I have a buddy who is in a contest, and I think he had Seattle in Survivor. And, you know, he wrote me this message that said, Seattle, first team this year to lose multiple games leading by double digits in the fourth quarter. Both of them were at home. They remember that Tennessee collapsed early. But this is the crazy part. So Seattle's leading by 7 with 8 minutes left, 3rd and 5 on the Bears' 9-yard line. So they're in the red zone, right? 3rd down. All you need, you know, run it in the line of scrimmage, you try for the touchdown, whatever. Russell Wilson gets sacked. They lose like 14 yards. That's something that Russell Wilson never does. He doesn't take bad sacks. He's always like throwing it away, slide. Russ has been bad this season. He takes a huge sack and they miss the field goal. And the Bears pull off the win. Like, that is a gut-wrenching loss for Seattle. Now, their season's already been over. But it's like, oh my gosh, this... You feel bad for Russell Wilson. It is definitely over for him in Seattle. I don't know where he ends up. Pete Carroll, I don't know if he has a landing spot. Somebody reminded me via text that he just signed a new contract in 2020. And it's like, you sure they're dumping him? Are we sure they're moving on from Pete Carroll that quickly? They just signed him to an extension last year. They're going to owe him a lot of money if they keep him. So what do? You trade Russ and you have like a 72-year-old Pete Carroll organize a rebuild there? With no draft pick due to the Jamal Adams situation? Oh, man, it is getting ugly in Seattle. They host the Lions next week. And if they lose that game, oh, my. Start talking about Pete Carroll getting fired.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Speaking of coaches in trouble, Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh Steelers. I know they're kind of in the playoff hunt, so people want to give Tomlin a pass. But guys, when you look at how unprepared this team is for football games, you know, like, I'll never forget this. I've used this story a couple times. So, you know, I coach my kids in basketball. And in third grade, my son had a pretty good team. And we had, like, the best point guard in the league. And a buddy of mine who does listen to the podcast, he had schemed up a defense when we were facing him. They had lost one game. We had lost none, I think. And they come out with this defense that totally we were unready for. We were just not ready for it. And they're crushing us in the first half. And it took me like a quarter and a half to realize what we needed to do. And then we figured it out. We made a comeback, but ultimately we were not able to win. And afterward, I just had to give it to him. I was like, damn, we were not ready. And, you know, the rest of the season, we were never unprepared for anything. And in my daughter, when I was coaching my daughter in first grade with another dad, we knew that this team from like the local Catholic school was good. They had two good players like, who were two of the best in the league. And, you know, usually first grade girls basketball, it's like, come on, you know, just playing zone and, you know, passive. And I was like, no. We're going to do a triangle in two. And the other coach was like, ooh, okay, let's, yeah. And we knew who their best players were. And anytime they got inside, and no defending inside like the three-point arc, not real three-pointer arc, but you know the arc if you play any youth basketball with your kids. Anytime the girls got inside the arc, we hugged them up. They could not even get the ball. And they didn't know to like go outside the arc and get it. And then anytime they came back in, we were all over them. And they, their two best players, like didn't score for the first like three quarters. We annihilated them. But a dad on the other team was not thrilled with it. So when the girl finally scores, he's like, way to beat that box in one. I was like, actually, it's a triangle in two. And he looked at me like, who is this jerk? And I was like, you know, I was relishing the victory. But all this is my long-winded way of saying Mike Tomlin has come into the last six games of the first half, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have been outscored 114-19 in the first half. Just total no-shows. They play Kansas City, and, you know, it was like 10.5, no Kelsey, so you're thinking, oh, man, you know, could Pittsburgh scheme something up here? Is there a chance? Folks, it's 23-0 in the first half. Pittsburgh has not scored a first-half touchdown in five games. I think that is that's the longest in like 80 years, the graphic flashed on the screen. So Mike Tomlin, somehow, 7-7-1, is like escaping criticism. I know he's bulletproof. He's Mike Tomlin. They love him. Pittsburgh doesn't just dump coaches. But 114-19 in the first half, you've been outscored. That is like an indictment of coaches preparing their teams. And it's not like you've got a young quarterback. You got, 37-year-old Ben Roethlisberger? He's a veteran. His name. 39 years old is Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, the running game is non-existent. And the offense is all like basically in a phone booth. They one step, because Ben's not mobile, one step, pass, two steps, pass. Like, they're not doing anything that, you know, they cannot do play action in Pittsburgh. It just won't work. I mean, the offensive line won't hold up. Ben's immobile. And it's really ugly to watch. They had one pass completed over 20 yards to Claypool. That's it. Against the Chiefs. Now, at this time, we got to talk about the Chiefs being arguably the best team in the league. Mahomes looks sharp again. Three touchdowns, no Kelsey. The run game, you know, Edwards-Helaire did get dinged up. Had an awesome touchdown run. But, I mean, at this point, does it really matter who the running back is? Whether it's Darrell Williams, Derek Gore, somebody named Michael Burton. You know, they're just handing the ball off to dudes. And the Kansas City Chiefs are really just getting it done offensively, defensively. Just let this sink in for a sec. Byron Pringle led the Chiefs in receptions with 6. Byron Pringle. Gore had 3. Hardman had 3. Tyreek Hill had 2 catches. I feel like they were on like the first drive and then he did nothing the rest of the game. DeMarcus Robinson. Like, this was just one of those Andy Reid performances where it's like, you know what? It's not really how you start, guys. It's how you finish. And right now, Kansas City, at one point they were 4-5. And since that Titans loss, they scrape by the Giants, they get by Jordan Love, the Raiders, you know, do the stupid Raider thing of we're not going to defend you the way we should. They get by the Cowboys in what was something of a struggle when the offense still wasn't clicking. Nice win over the Broncos, and they murder the Raiders again. And since that Chargers game, that Thursday nighter, 34-28, great win. You know, we could still go back and say, hey, man, Staley could have won that game. True. Great overtime win, and now they annihilate the Steelers, and this week they have the Bengals. And folks, again, it's Monday, and it's a long week. COVID obviously should give people pause of where they want to bet. I already bet on the Chiefs against the Bengals. My guess is the public comes in heavy on Cincinnati. Cincinnati just scored over 40 points again. Public loves offense. Joe Burrow had over 500 yards passing. By the way, if you guys watch that, Joe Burrow, I don't know, what are they up, 20 points in the fourth quarter? With like a minute left, is still chucking bombs down the field. Okay, just be careful with that stuff. You don't want to be rubbing it into teams, especially like a rival like the Ravens. Harbaugh will remember that. I mean, he's going to remember both losses. They got their butts kicked. But I like the Chiefs next week against the Bengals, even on the road. And I'm very curious if you guys remember what happens when the Bengals, you know, actually play good teams. We don't remember that because they've been pretty good of late, right? Denver, not a good team. They barely beat them. Ravens, I mean, they started a guy who was on the Jets a month ago. Josh Johnson was on the Jets like a month ago, and like 6 weeks ago, he was on the Jets practice squad. Okay, he's just started for the Ravens. They have nobody in the secondary. Okay, don't get too excited about that win. Remember, step up in class. Niners lose. Chargers went in there with a good offense and destroyed them, 41-22. They play a bad Steelers team, win. They play a bad Raiders team, win. Play a good Browns offense, 41-16 loss. Okay, so Just remember, when the Bengals have to play teams that can move the football, Kelce will be back. Presumably Mahomes and Hill and all them play. I think Kansas City puts it on him. And if you don't think the Chiefs are the favorites in the AFC after that that win over the Chargers or this win Sunday against the Steelers, just wait till they beat the Bengals. And then finally, maybe, you guys will understand that's the best team in the AFC. The NFC is much more muddled. I'm not going to go through all the games. It was nice to see TB12 go on the road in Carolina and, you know, basically ride his defense to victory. 7 sacks. I mean, geez, that Panthers defense carried them. I don't know what Matt Rhule is doing. I will say this. Matt Rhule, the coach of the Panthers, who I like the hire. I like when he did the Joe Brady thing. I thought it was a decent move to go out and get Sam Darnold. Like, I mean, honestly, I can't argue with any of those moves. And then Rhule, all of a sudden, I don't know, like 2 months ago, started to get wacky with some of these decisions. And for whatever reason, he's hell-bent on running the football. And he came out and said one of the more insane quotes that I've seen this season, where he's talking about Jay-Z. And he's basically like, hey, I am going to continue to run the football. This is what I want to do. And I told our team, it took Jay-Z 7 years. He had to start his own agency to become an overnight sensation. It takes time. That sounds good and is funny, but that's one thing in the NFL they don't really give you. Now, again, everybody wants his head and, oh, come on, Rhule's in over his head. Listen, you got to give the guy some time. This is what, season number 2? He had Teddy Bridgewater, and now he's got Sam Darnold. We don't know what he's going to do next season. They were desperate this year, so they went out and grabbed Cam Newton. I liked what Carolina had earlier this year. They're clearly not that close. But does he really think anybody's going to get 7 years in the NFL? Like, there's coaches fired after 1 year. Cliff Kingsbury, this is year 3, I believe. And there's rumors about whether or not he's coming back. Whether they want him back if they don't make the playoffs this year. So, Matt Rhule, man, just be careful out there. These NFL guys are ruthless. I personally think that they will hold on to him. Remember, they've got one of these hedge fund dudes, and they don't like to be paying multiple coaches. That's inefficient, you know? I think you let Rhule hang around. You still got a lot of work to do there. Didn't there? I got to Google it, but I believe their first-round draft pick, the cornerback they got hurt early and hasn't played at all. Again, what was one cornerback going to totally do? Yeah, J.C. Horn, the young guy, played 3 games out of South Carolina, looked good early. Listen, McCaffrey missed more than half the season. I think we have to be a little patient, but again, nobody wants to be patient with anything. I still remember coming out to L.A., and I was an impatient guy. I was like, oh, yeah, 6 months of TV, and I'm doing this, that. Oh, come on, I'll be getting my own show. I'll be making millions and dominant. And it's like, Jay, slow your roll. Like, nothing happens in life that quickly. What are they? The elevator to success is out of order. You got to take the stairs. Matt Rhule needs to be patient. The problem in the NFL is a lot of guys, they don't want to give you that patience, which I think is unfortunate. Tampa Bay, though, kind of banged up, and I think they could probably still make a run, but I got to be honest, I don't think this team's going back to the Super Bowl. In the NFC, it pretty much feels like it's got to be the Green Bay Packers. I like Philadelphia, but they're still, they haven't beat, I saw a stat, they haven't beaten a team with a winning record yet. The Rams are another team that I've started to fall in love with multiple times. And then every time you feel like, ah, the Rams are there, they got it, Stafford's getting his act together, they're getting healthy, Cam Akers is coming back. They go out, and Stafford throws 3 interceptions, 2 of them deep in his own end, basically keeping the Vikings alive. It's like, what are you doing? Stafford was pretty atrocious. And they were able to, they get bailed out by, I think it was a punt return or a kick return for a touchdown. The defense was really, really strong. And, they get the win in Minnesota. Overall, though, not one of Stafford's finest moments, given what he had done last week. Three picks, didn't even throw for 200 yards. They largely pulled the ball out of his hand. McVay had seen enough, so he's like, let me just, you know, Sony Michel. Henderson got hurt, by the way, which is never a good thing when Henderson goes down. But Cooper Kupp is still there, 10 for 109. Ramsey, I thought, did a good job on Jefferson when I saw them matched up. He ended up with 8 for 116, but they were down, I think, 20 to 27, and they had to come back. It was 13-3, 27-13 in the fourth. So they were just chucking and ducking late to try to come back. But Stafford's got to tighten that up. I mean, I guess the second best team in the NFC is the Cowboys. We've been on this early. I think we've been ahead of the market. Cowboys are a covering machine. They now are the best cover team in the NFL. The Packers did not cover Saturday. Cowboys, the prices just keep going up on Dallas, man. This team is really strong defensively. The offense appears fully healthy. And there's a lot to like about Dallas right now. This is the tough problem for Arizona. They go Sunday to Jerry World. And that game, I'm worried about Arizona, guys. But overall, I think those are the biggest takeaways. The Chiefs right now, best team in the AFC. I would argue best team in the NFL. I think Packers, Cowboys, and then the Rams are a little distant. You know, 49ers, if you listen to Friday's pod, you know we still like the Niners. Bullish on Garoppolo. It's just a tough one, man. That defeat against Tennessee, it's one of those games where you just scratch your head. You're like, how did they lose that? Oh, Jimmy G stinks. That's why. Okay, got it. Yeah, they'll be fine.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
All right, just a quick, not going to do much on Monday Night Football. I did take Miami in the contest. Now, the lines in the contest are frozen. So it was pick 'em when they set the line early in the week. I think it was like Thursday morning they set the lines. Well, what happens Thursday? Was it afternoon? Or maybe a Friday morning? But Ian Book is going to be the starter because Taysom Hill and Trevor Siemian are in COVID. I mean, guys, Ian Book, the Notre Dame kid, is going to be, he's never thrown an NFL pass in his life. And he's going up against a Miami defense with Flores and the cornerbacks, Howard. Like, it's a little bit dangerous for Ian Book, but he's at home, and the Saints defense should keep him in it. So I did take Miami. I would not, I definitely would not advocate backing Miami favored by 3 here. If you can find a 2.5, take it. But Miami, just think about it. Miami, favored by 3 on the road. That's just long-term, that's not a winning strategy. But I definitely, I think Miami is the side there. And I have them in the contest. The total's 37. So this could be like, I don't know, 20 to 10, 20 to 13, something along those lines. But I do like Miami tonight. And no Thursday Night Football this week. So the schedule's absolutely stacked for Saturday and Sunday. There's no game Saturday. Yeah, that's right. No game Saturday because of college football, New Year's Day. So Sunday is going to be, what a monster day. It looks like there are 4 p.m. games, which is nice. And then the other two, so you're looking at like 9, 1 p.m. Oh, next Sunday is going to be heavenly, folks. Oh, it's going to be exciting. No, I'm sorry. 5 4 p.m. games. That Arizona-Dallas is out of order. Oh, yeah. Next weekend is probably going to be one of the best Sundays to sit around the TV. This one hurt. You know, the Chargers, they didn't come through for me. But on to the fantasy championship, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.